This chazar zeichen nishbach ches reshag v'vayim behudim esech tivam esdaf tzadik ches. A braisa says, Rabbi Yosi said, a ger once married his maternal brother's wife, and the Chacham said it's okay because there's no legal marriage for a ger. Does this mean to say a ger has no legal marriage? If his kedushin has no effect, Mar says braisa means that there's no iser of eishes ach for a ger. Presumably, this is referring to where the brother married after he became a ger, and still it's mutter, which is a proof to the view of Rachav Yaakov. Mar says the case is where he was married to the woman only before he converted, and then she converted as well. We would think not to allow the brother to marry her as a gzera to prevent him from marrying the brother who was married as a ger. Fekmar Abraitza says that when Ben Yosyon met a ger who married his maternal brother's wife and said Rabbi Akiva allowed such a marriage. This is what the ger told him, that was Rabbi Akiva allowed such a marriage. Mar said the case is where he was married to the woman only before he converted, like we said before, and then she converted as well. We were saying not to allow the brother to marry her as a gzera to prevent him from marrying the brother who was married as a ger. Kamashwal on not. Rabbi Abba, the name of Huna, the name of Rav, said that we don't trust the when someone says over halachic psak, we don't trust that person when he himself is benefiting from the psak that he's repeating. If so, how is the ger believed to say that Rabbi Akiva allowed it? Mar said like a few truths. Either he had taught this tradition, the halacha, before it became relevant to his own case, or he stated this halacha as happening to an actual case that had occurred with somebody else, or he happened to also say another vart from Rabbi Akiva along with this one. He dashed in the pasuk to teach that Hashem appeared to Yonah only twice, and therefore he's believed. On that second drasha, the pasuk seems to say Hashem spoke to Yonah a third time as well. Mar said Rabbi Akiva meant that Hashem only spoke to Yonah twice regarding Nineveh, but of course he did speak to him after, besides that, he did speak to him other times as well. Vekamar Bryce says that a ger may marry his brother's wife. Presumably, this is referring to where the brother married after he became a ger, and it's still mutter, which is a proof to the view of Rachav Yaakov. Again, Zakti Gemara, the case is where he married to the woman. He was married to the woman only before he converted, and then she converted as well. We would think not to allow the brother to marry as a gzera, so as to prevent him from marrying the brother who was married as a ger. Kamash will on that. The Braisa said, if a goy married a woman and her daughter and then became a ger, he has to divorce one of them. The Braisa then says, the chatchili should not marry them both. Now, if he has to divorce her, clearly he may not marry them, the chatchila. But it says, when the Braisa says that the chatchila, he should not marry them, it's referring to the earlier part of the Braisa that discusses marrying other women, meaning his paternal sister, etc., that the Braisa discusses. Mar says, the Braisa ended by saying that if the ger's wife died, he may marry her mother. Others had a version that said he's usher to marry her mother. The version that says it's usher holds like Shmuel, who says that the mother-in-law remains usher to a regular Jew even after the death of his wife. Therefore, the rabbanim were goyzer in the case of the ger as well. The version that says mutter holds like Rabbi Akiva, who says the issur of marrying a mother-in-law is weakened after the death of the wife, and therefore the rabbanim were not goyzer in the case of a ger. Zok the Mishnah, if five women had their sons get mixed up, they no longer knew which boy belongs to which, and each of these boys got married and died childless, and each had a brother who should be subject to Yibam. So like what happens like this, four out of the five brothers give Chalitza to one woman, and the fifth one does Yibam to her. This is repeated with a different brother becoming sort of the fifth brother, the one who does Yibam. It's repeated to each of the five women. The result is that each woman gets four Chalitzas and one Yibam. Mara says, the Chalitzas have to be done before the Yibam, because if not, it's very possible that he's marrying a Yavama that's not his, with the result that Yavama is marrying someone other than her Yavam. Therefore, you first give all the chalitzas, four chalitzas, then therefore, even if one of the others were her Yavam, she got chalitza. Now she's marrying this person who may be her Yavam, may just be a regular outside person. In fact, the Mishnah seems to say that one brother can't marry more than one of the women. Why not? Why can we just, in every case, get all the same four people give the chalitza, and the fifth one always the one to marry? Why not? Mara says, it could be that, but we don't want one marrying all five women. We rather each one take one wife, so that it's possible that that one may have done Yibam to the proper woman, like this, giving more chances that maybe Yibam was actually done. That a proper Yibam was actually done. Rastafer explains the Braisa means if some were only paternal brothers and some of the living brothers, besides being a paternal brother to one of the dead brothers, was also a maternal brother to one of the brothers who had died, the one who is also a maternal brother should only do Chalitza, and the one who is a paternal brother should do the Yibam. The Braisa continues, if some brothers are Kehanim and some are not, the Kehanim should give Chalitza and the non-Kehanim should do Yibam. If some brothers are Kehanim and the others are maternal brothers, like we just explained, then they should all do Chalitza and none of them should do Yibam.